All right, coming up here, we have a short sample, a few minutes worth from the introduction to the vegetarian diet. If you're going to buy any of these, by the way, this is probably the first one to get if you're pretty new to the whole concept of vegetarian living. This will probably answer most of your questions. And for those of you who want more in-depth, you can go into the other two that are available. So here we go. Here's the sample. Hope you enjoy it. Hello, this tape is called Introduction to the Vegetarian Diet. So I'd like to introduce you to the whole concept of the vegetarian diet. What's kind of strange about the whole thing is that the whole fruitarian way of living is new to most people. Most people have not even heard of it yet. And yet, at the same time, it's kind of ironic because it's the oldest diet known to man. Most people have really heard about it without even realizing it because most people had a religious upbringing and most people know about the story of Adam and Eve and the Garden of Eden in the book of Genesis of the Bible. And Adam and Eve were fruitarians. Now, I know it doesn't say in the Bible that Adam and Eve were fruitarians, but there's only one thing mentioned in the Garden of Eden, and that's fruit. So you have to assume that they were fruitarians. Of course, in Sunday school, when you were a kid, they weren't telling you that Adam and Eve were fruitarians, but that is exactly what they were. So everyone's already been introduced into the whole idea. And if you think about it for a second, it makes a lot of sense. If you had to live in nature, fruit would be the only thing that would be, first of all, easy for you to eat, the only thing that's appealing for you to eat without any preparation or tools or equipment or stoves or whatever. So Adam and Eve actually had it pretty good because when they showed up, the Garden of Eden was already there, and all they had to do was reach out their hands, grab some fruit, and hang out all day or do whatever they did, run around the fig tree or whatever. So anyway, let's fast forward to the 1990s for a second. We don't know exactly everything that's happened in between, but we do know a lot of what's happened in the last 100 years. First of all, the natural hygiene movement was fairly strong in the early part of the century. And a lot of people were introduced to the idea of raw foods and fruitarianism and whatnot through that movement. Certainly wasn't mainstream, but a lot of people were aware that it was happening. But in the 30s, 40s, and 50s, I would say that it was a pretty isolated thing. Not too many people were hearing about fruitarianism. But in the late 60s, everything changed. The whole hippie 60s peace and love movement, when that whole wave came across the United States and other parts of the world, everything changed forever. Probably never in the history of the planet has so much changed so fast. An entire generation of people were all of a sudden becoming interested in all kinds of, well, not new things, but they were bringing around things that had been around for a long time, a renewed interest in a lot of spiritual aspects of living. Yoga really made an incredible resurgence, meditation, vegetarianism, things of that nature. And those things have continued to become more and more prevalent in our society since the late 60s, early 70s. And at the time, if you look back, we don't have a complete history of what happened in the 60s, but there are some things that we can look back at, and we know as in the history books, for instance, the culture reflected it in a lot of different ways, what was going on. If we look at the biggest rock group at the time, or pop group, that would definitely be the Beatles, and definitely the biggest music phenomenon of the 60s and maybe of all time. Well, in the late 70s, they actually went to India to learn meditation under the Maharishi, and that was in 1967 or 68. George Harrison and John Lennon were actually already vegetarian at the time. This is mentioned in one of the books about the history of the Beatles, and the reason it mentions it is because when they were staying in India with the Maharishi, they were being fed only vegetarian food, of course. Now, Ringo Starr and Paul McCartney were not vegetarian at the time, but guess what? Ringo later became vegetarian. Paul also later became vegetarian in the early 70s when him and his wife, Linda, were looking out on their farm at some lambs that were out playing, and it didn't make any sense to them that they would have lamb on their plate and other animals. And so from that point on, they decided to become vegetarian and actually became quite the animal rights activist, very involved with PETA, People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals.